In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Today is the fourth day of the blessed month of Nisan. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. For my fathers and my brethren, amen. On this day, Saint Liparius, Bishop of Rome, departed. He was ordained during the reign of Emperor Constans, the son of Constantine, while Athanasius, Pope of Alexandria, and Paul, Patriarch of Constantinople, were exiled. They came to him. Saint Liparius took them to Emperor Constans, who wrote to his brother, and they were allowed to return. After Constans was killed in Rome, Constantius sent to Saint Liparius, asking him to accept the followers of Arius and to accept the exile of Athanasius, but he refused this petition. Constantius exiled Saint Liparius, then came to Rome, where he killed the killers of his brother. The heads of the monasteries and the priests met him and asked him to release their father Liparius. The emperor returned him from his exile, and he continued to teach and preach to his flock. He resisted the followers of Arius until he departed in peace. He sat on the episcopal throne for 15 years. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, the ascetic saint Ambaimon departed. He was born about the year 350 Anno Domini in one of the cities of Egypt. He had six brothers: John, Jacob, Job, Joseph, Sonosius, and Abraham. They all agreed to become monks, mashallah, and they dwelt in a remote place. They forsook the love of the world. They bore the yoke of the Lord Christ, and they lived an ascetic life. Once their mother desired to see them, so she came to them, stood outside, and she sent a message for them to come to see her. They replied, saying, "You shall not see us except in the age to come." She understood their answer and returned to her town. And Ambaimon was a teacher, counselor, and comforter to the old and young men of the wilderness. Whenever tribulation or temptation befell anyone, he would come to him, and Ambaimon would cure him. This father left to us many profitable teachings, such as: if you see a brother who has transgressed, despair not of him, but wake up his soul, comfort him, enlighten his burden, so that he may rise up from his fall. Teach your heart what your tongue says. Teach your heart what your tongue says. Means, say what do you feel with your heart, and have your heart feel what you say. One of the brethren said to him, "If I see a brother whose conduct is wicked and do not feel comfortable to bring him to my cell, on the other hand, if his conduct is good, I rejoice and bring him to my cell cheerfully." The saint replied, "If you treat well the brother who is good, then you must treat that brother whose works are inferior with a double portion of goodness, for he is sick and needs healing. Then he told this brother, there was a monk in a monastery who had fallen into a transgression, and he was always weeping and supplicating God, saying, O Lord, I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. A voice came to him, I have not forsaken you except when you have forsaken your brother in the time of his trial. And Babimin also added, if you cover over the sin of our brethren, if we cover over the sins of our brethren, God will cover over our sins. And if we make it known, God will do the same of our iniquities. Having finished his days and having arrived at a good old age that was pleasing to God, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Oxias.